July 3, Facing the Light. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Luke 11:35-36. The moment the eye is turned from Jesus, darkness is seen, darkness is felt, for Jesus only is light and life and peace and assurance forever. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. What is it to have an eye, a single eye? It is to have a disposition to look upon Christ, for by beholding we become changed from glory to glory, from character to character. As we keep Christ in view, the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness shine upon us and flood the chambers of the mind and heart and fill the soul temple with light. As the light of the world shines upon us, we diffuse it to those around us, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give light. The soul that is stayed upon God commits to Christ all that perplexes, all that annoys, all that gives anxiety. The light of Christ shines in the soul in all goodness and peace, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Those who behold Christ will never plead that their own will may be done, or that their old ways and habits may be left undisturbed. As they behold Jesus, his image becomes engraved on heart and soul, and in all their practices they reflect his example upon the world. Day by day, the hands, the feet, the tongue follow the dictates of the spiritual nature, and faith makes their path a path that grows brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Everything that keeps us from attaining unto the likeness of Christ is working out for us eternal loss. Then let no one plead for a continuance of his own way. Let no one seek to excuse his deficiencies of character by saying, "It is my way." Cooperate with Jesus Christ, and you will see that your own way is a way full of deficiency and fault, and that if it is not corrected, it will cause you to put into your character building traits that will be as rotten timbers. Let nothing of these defects of character be found in your building. Build on the rock, Christ Jesus.